Hey, Gronk, when did you realize it was going to be that type of game, you know, almost a shootout?
Just going into the game, I mean, they were driving the ball, we were driving the ball. They were driving the ball, we were driving the ball. They were scoring, we were scoring. It was definitely a shootout, and just going into about the second quarter, you just knew that it was going to be a shootout the whole game and that it was going to take all 60 minutes. And fortunately, we just didn't come up with the most opportunities to make to win the game.
How surprised were you, you know, at the strip sack and the fumble? Because, Tom, you guys were set up in the position you guys have been in so many times where you guys come through to win a game.
Yes. I mean, it's football. I mean, that happens. Strip sacks happen. They made a play there. We didn't. And it is what it is.
When it did happen, though, you kind of had a look at
33 points in the game. Do you still walk away from this game absolutely feeling like you need to make more plays?
Yes, because we didn't win. I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting the victory. But, I mean, I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of the boys. We kept fighting all year long. You grind all year long. It's not just one game. It's a six-month process to even get here. So you got to keep our heads high, keep our chins up, because we grinded all year. We fought all year. We gave it everything we had, and just proud of the boys on our team.
Well, when that fumble did happen, you almost had to look like you're kidding me when you realized, because you were on the ground and you kind of looked up like, did that really happen?
On what play?
On the fumble. Was it
the strip fumble?
Yeah, the strip fumble.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it happened either. Right. I mean, we've really never really been in that situation on a 2-minute drive in the fourth quarter where that happens. But I mean, it's football. I've seen it happen many times before, but just not to our team. So we had another opportunity at the end. And we just didn't capitalize. I mean, that was another opportunity right there to capitalize, but. They just made more plays than we did.
Were you 100%, Gronk?
Yep.
Felt okay out there?
100% for being a football player. Just, there's no such thing as 100%, but I was good.
Rob, there was a report before the game that you could potentially retire. Is there any accuracy to that?
I don't know how you heard that, but I mean, I'm definitely going to look at my future for sure. We'll sit down the next couple of weeks and see where I'm at.
Rock, what would make you retire?
I'm not ready for these type of questions right now. I mean, I'm just going to sit down, reflect on the season, probably talk to my teammates. We fought all year long, all the receivers, running backs, linemen. I mean, we put all the work in together, so... I'm just going to reflect on the season, proud of the boys, and just see what happens.
But you're human. Was it the concussions? Is that kind of a concern to you at this point in your life?
No.
Has retirement already crossed your mind? You've actually put thought into it?
We just lost. I mean, I just want to just sit back, relax the next couple of weeks, and I really, really got... nothing to say about that right now.
And you fully expect to be
more,
back next year?
Two more questions.
Rob, you talked about how close this group is.
My man, he's a great coach. Knows his football inside and out. And you just see opportunities like that. You just relish the opportunities that you're just learning from great coaches. That it just shows that they're going to the next level. He's leaving to go to be a head coach. It just shows that how great of a coach he is and how awesome it was to learn to game of football from him.
More of a football thing to get with him.
Hard worker. Knows his football inside out. And a hard worker.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.